Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. The live? Well, I'm alive. The show is pre-recorded, but I'm alive. The live local show, that means it's right here in Sacramento, as it has been for 20 years. The live local show that's all about, the issues of aging. That's what I've been talking about for 20 years, and I'm going to keep talking about it for a little bit longer. And then I'm going to keep doing it for as long as I can. It's important. You know, I'm going to read you something from my Facebook page in a little while that I'm just blown away by. If you haven't gone to my Facebook page, you should. I'll give out more of that information in a little bit. But I'm so glad to have you here. I'm so glad that you've joined my radio show this morning. I know it's a smaller and smaller audience because it's early in the morning, but I'll keep talking to whoever I can talk to. In fact, don't forget, I'll come and speak to your group or organization anytime for free. Thanks for joining me again. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Your host here for 20 years and soon to wrap up my radio show. The station has asked me to go through the end of August while they find a replacement show, and I have agreed to that. So we're going to extend the show for 1 month, but the last Sunday in August, whatever that is, that's going to be the 25th. The last Sunday in August will be my last show. So I'm really glad to be doing this. I've been doing it for 20 years. I look forward to continuing to do this, just not here on KFBK. So it's going to be more important than ever that you listen to what I'm going to say in the next few minutes about contacts and memberships and all kinds of stuff. Again, remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the you know what they're talking about. We're going to talk about some interesting stuff today relating to trusts and some other stuff. But remember, it's my opinion only. I have a California insurance license. I have a legal document assistant license recorded and my bond filed in Sacramento County, California. That license allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. I am a notary. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. And everything we talk about in this show is my opinion only. And quite often my opinion is correct, but it's my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. I'm going to give you a minute to get a pencil and paper. If you're driving down a road, don't get a pencil and paper. Hit the record button on your phone or have your seatmate record this or take a note or whatever. Because I'm going to give you some contact information and you should write it down. You should also write down July the 27th. Why is July the 27th special? Well, every day is special that you're alive, as somebody once told me. But it's special because that's my next workshop date. We had one yesterday. It was great. People always love my workshops. I don't know why everybody doesn't go to my workshops. Everybody should go to my workshops. They're not like, you can go to anything in a motel. You can go to some place where they give you a free steak. And you still won't learn anything near what you will learn at one of my workshops. There's just nothing like them, and there never will be. And I will continue to do workshops after I'm not on the radio anymore. By the way, just so everybody knows, KFBK is not taking me off the radio. I've just decided I've been doing this for a long time. And I feel like anyone who hasn't contacted me yet, who's heard me on the radio, never is going to. So I'm going to be doing some other stuff, and I'm going to give you that information right now. So how are you going to stay in contact with me and assets and aging and all the issues of aging? Well, there's a couple ways. First and most important, write down my website address. My website address is assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. I'm going to say it again. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, A-N-D, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. You got it? You can also always call me at my 800 number, even though it's Sacramento, it's an 800 number, 800-999-8007. On my website, you will also see my phone number, 800-999-8007. On my website, you're also going to see all of the following. A chance to sign up for my free newsletter. A chance to sign up for a membership. A platinum subscription in which you will get access to more things than you can believe. A chance for you to go to my Facebook page. My Facebook page is growing. I forget how many hits we had on our Facebook page last month. I don't know, 8,000? I don't know, a lot. And ads that you're going to see when you're on Facebook. Chances for you to contact me, landing pages, videos, past radio shows, past blogs, past, you know, all kinds of stuff. Current blogs, current videos. Pardon me. Access for you to stay informed. There will be no need when this show is over for you not to be informed. I will continue to do live podcasts every Wednesday, and we're going to try to grow those. We're going to have guests on my podcast. You're going to see more and more and more stuff around the web. And you're going to have access to more and more stuff. Well, Bob, I don't have the internet. Then get it. Use your phone. You can go to assetsandaging.com on your phone. And you can stay connected. You can have your kids do it. You can sign up for my newsletter. You got an email address? Then you can sign up for my newsletter and stay up to date. My next newsletter is actually going to be a video newsletter. What do you think of that? So there's going to be lots of ways for you to stay in touch and continue to get the best information about the issues of aging. Why is that important? It's important because aging is going to happen to you. Aging is going to happen to me. Aging is going to happen to your beloved mother and your father and your Grammy and your Grampy and your Aunt Tilly and whoever it is. And sometimes it's going to come with a lot of grief and a lot of bad stuff. I have two cases right now, folks, where both husband and wife are in nursing homes or in rehab going to a nursing home. In both cases, the nursing homes have told them they can't stay there after their 30 days of rehab are up or 20 days, which is not true. I had somebody call me from out of state because he's dealing with a relative who's here and who's in rehab, and they don't know what to do because they're being told that that person can't stay there. This stuff is happening all the time, and it's getting more and more prevalent, and it's getting worse. If you've been following me on Facebook and you've been following the links that I put up in my comments on the links, you'll see that it's getting worse. Most medical care now happens where? It happens in the emergency room, not in a doctor's office. Thank you very much, current state of medical care. It happens with the government, in its wisdom, the state of California, or as somebody once called them, the children under the dome downtown. I always thought that was great. The adolescents or the children, I forget which one he said, under the dome downtown, have decided in their wisdom, well, we have all these new people on Medi-Cal, but we don't have any doctors taking Medi-Cal, with less than half of doctors. So we're going to forgive $58 million of debt in exchange for doctors treating people, for which they then get paid by Medi-Cal. That's the state of the medical system in California right now. You thank whoever you want to thank, but this is a local issue. This is not a national issue. This is state politicians. And it's not going to get better. It is not going to get better. It is going to get worse. So I'm going to keep talking about this stuff. You need to stay informed. You need to follow me on Facebook. You need to go to my website and you need to become a subscriber. You need to become a member on my website so that you can stay current. You can get access to videos, radio shows. I'm going to keep doing mini broadcasts just for my members. They'll only be available to my members. I'm going to keep doing videos that are on different subjects. I think I have 20 of them now, 25, I don't know. They're only available to members. I'm going to keep doing workshops, but the only way you're going to know about the workshops is to be a member or to subscribe to my newsletter. It's to stay connected and stay informed with me once I'm no longer doing the radio show. And get me to your group or organization. I will speak to your group or organization on these issues for free. Here's what I want to talk about today. I've given you, and I'll probably think of some other stuff, because I'm holding a sheet of paper in front of me that's single-spaced, that's a page and a half long of things I want to talk about. And I don't even know where to begin sometimes, folks. But here's where I'm going to start. I'm going to start with, I'm going to spend the second half of the show talking a little bit about trusts. But not in the way you think I'm going to talk about trusts and powers of attorney. Remember, I'm not an attorney. Everything I talk about is my... Okay, here we go. I don't hold raffles, folks. I don't give away lunches. I don't give away electronic devices. I get results. I want to read you something that somebody put on my Facebook page, and it was unsolicited. They sent it, and I'm not going to tell you who. You can go to my Facebook page and read it. It says, in 2002, that's 17 years ago. In 2002, my mom came to California from another state following the passing of my father. She was 84 at the time. I remember hearing Assets and Aging several times on the radio. That's 17 years ago, folks. I've been doing this a long time. We attended the free seminar. It's free. My workshops are free. Why are they free? I don't want you coming for the toaster. I don't want you coming for the crummy steak. I want you coming because you want to know the answer. I want you to come because you're looking for solutions, not to get a $1,000 steak. Well, Bob, they didn't charge me for the steak. Yeah, but the advice they're going to give you is going to cost you a lot, or the annuities they want to sell you, or the securities they want to sell you, or whatever they want to sell you is going to cost you a lot. Okay? We attended the free seminar and were impressed with Bob's presentation. I'm very impressive. There was so much we learned in that short time. We elected to meet with Bob at our home. I do go to homes when people can't come to me. I do that regularly. I want people to know. Our discussion was made. We elected to meet with Bob at our home. Our discussion was made to have Assets and Aging handle my mother's case. The results were incredible. This is 17 years ago. My mother was able to enjoy her later years with us in a secure environment with us. We did not have to worry about the boondoggle of dealing with the mountain of government paperwork and being told that our situation didn't apply. Everything that Bob told us initially was true. The people you deal with on your own when trying to apply for assistance are uninformed and many times have no clue as to how their programs even work. We are so very grateful for the handling of my mother's situation by Assets and Aging. Would have given up if we had to handle it all by ourselves. My mother enjoyed her final years surrounded by family and friends in our home. thank you, Bob, and the entire, thank you, Bob, well done, and then it's signed. And I don't want to embarrass the person. I responded back to him that I really appreciated his, you know, his writing. You can read the post on my on the Assets and Aging Facebook page. The point is, I've been doing this for a long time. There is nobody better at this than me. I have been doing this for a long time. And I don't give away free lunches. I don't hold raffles. I have a book. You can get my book. You can write me and get my book. It's $20. I don't give away lunches. I get results. I make a difference in people's lives quietly, without a lot of fanfare, and I do it by myself. Don't have any staff. It's just me. So when you meet with me, you meet with me. You don't meet with a secretary. You don't meet with the salesman at the front who's trying to sell you something different. You meet with me. You meet with the same guy that you've been listening to here every weekend for 20 years. And together we sit down. Don't take a percentage of your estate. Don't have special arrangements with secret arrangements with attorneys. Don't have some attorney in the next room with a wall between us and pretend that we're not connected. Don't do any of that. It's me. You talked to me. I get results. I help people stay at home when others have no choice to go home. I help people stay in a better place if they can't stay at home. I make sure people don't lose everything. I make sure people don't spend down. I make sure families get the best options possible and stay together. And I've been doing that for over 30 years. And you have access to that same quality of care that this family had 17 years ago. They're still listening to the radio show, by the way. And I've gone on to help other members of the family. You always have a choice in life. But one of the things I've been talking about for a long time is one of the things I teach people to do is not harvest wheat with a lawnmower. You're going to hear a lot of people who want to sell you a lawnmower to harvest wheat. They want to give you a raffle. They want to give you $100 off. They want to give you a free electronic device. They want you to have a free lunch. They want you to have a rubber steak or a piece of chicken. And they want you to harvest wheat with a lawnmower. Now, I stole that idea from somebody else, a good friend of mine who's probably the best elder law attorney in California. We've been friends for a long time. And I stole that from him, but I love the idea. You don't harvest wheat with a lawnmower. You just don't. You don't harvest wheat with a lawnmower. That's what they have big threshing machines for. If you had to harvest wheat with a lawnmower, what would happen? Let's say you had to harvest 40 acres of wheat with a lawnmower. Yeah, have you any idea how big 40 acres is? Okay, it's a pretty good sized piece of land. What if I gave you a lawnmower and said, I want you to go harvest the wheat? What would happen after about 2 days? You'd give up, the lawnmower would give up, it would be clogged, it wouldn't work, and by the time you were done, all the wheat would have rotted because you wouldn't have gotten to it, and you'd have a bigger mess than what you started with. I want to teach people how to harvest wheat, not with a lawnmower, but with a thresher, with one of those great big machines that's designed specifically to harvest wheat. I don't want to give you a lawnmower to harvest wheat. I want to give you answers. I want you to have results. I want you, as you deal with the wheat field of getting old and you look at this impossible task in front of you, and you have no tools and you have no equipment and you don't know what to do, you just know that somebody that you love is failing, somebody that you love is becoming more frail. Somebody that you love is in deep. Somebody that you love is in trouble. Somebody that you love can't manage their life anymore. Somebody that you love, their parts and pieces are coming undone. That when you look at that wheat field and you want to make it better and you want to make it work and you want to, and somebody's trying to give you a lawnmower, and you find out that 6 months into it or 6 weeks into it, you're worse off than when you started. I don't want to teach you how to harvest wheat with a lawnmower. I want to give you the tools necessary to make sure when you look at that big problem in front of you, which is taking care of somebody you love and making their life better. I had somebody that called me today and said that mom's in a rehab facility and mom wants to go home. And I started talking. The mom can't do any of the activities of daily living. She can't do any of them. And I said, what is she going to do when she goes home? Well, she has a caregiver. How long is the caregiver there? 4 hours a day. I said, what happens the other 20 hours of the day? Well, we're going to try to get... I said, do you understand? You're the person that you love can't do any of the activities of daily living. They can't get out of bed. They can't feed themselves. They can't prepare their own food. They can't toilet themselves. They can't bathe themselves. They can't. Who's going to take care of this person? Is going home the right answer? In their mind, the wheat field can be cut with a lawnmower and we'll just hope that it's all going to work out, when in fact, in about a week, it's all going to go bad. Because this person already fell and broke a hip and a leg, and guess what's going to happen? In a week from now, or 2 weeks from now, or 3 weeks from now, if they go home. I know the person wants to go home, but as I've said 1,000 times, the goal is not to go home. The goal is to be as independent as possible. And this person's independence does not lie at home. They're going to become a vegetable at home. So I want you to have the tools that you need to harvest the wheat field the way it's supposed to be harvested, to have the right tools, the right plan, the right geometry, the right everything, so that when you're confronted with this wheat field of a mess, 40 acres of a mess, you have the right tools to make it better. And that's what this show has been dedicated to for 20 years right here on KFBK. I hope you will take advantage of the time we have left together to continue to gather the tools that I offer, the website, the podcasts, the membership, the videos, my book, all those kinds of things, so that you and your friends or your organizations can be prepared when this happens. Because there's nobody else talking about this on the radio, nobody that does what I do and has been doing it for as long as I've been doing it. No one has been doing this longer than I've been doing it. That's why Assets and Aging has been California's single best choice, single best source on the issues of aging in California for 30 years. And I'm really, really glad to be here. I'm not going to go anywhere when the show's over. I'm not quitting. I'm not going away. I'm going to continue to annoy people. I'm going to continue to annoy people who don't want you to know this stuff. I'm going to continue to speak the truth as much as I can and to whoever I can. But you're going to have to find me. You're going to have to write down my email address. I'm sorry, my website address. You're going to have to become a member of Assets and Aging so you have all the inside scoop and continue to have access to podcasts, blogs, videos, and all that kind of stuff. And you can do that by simply going to assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. Or you can always call me to get into the workshop or for more information at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Make sure you go to my website and get on my email list, if nothing else. look at the memberships that are available, the subscriptions that are available. Those of you that have already subscribed, your books, your free books will be going out today or tomorrow. Not today, tomorrow. So look for those in the mail in the near future. And all more information coming. So stay in touch with Assets and Aging. Be on the radio here for another a little over a month. So make sure you access the tools that I've made available to you for when this show is over. I'm going to be back here in just a few minutes with the second half of the show, and I'm going to talk about something in a different way than you've heard talked about, and that is trusts and powers of attorney, but not in the way you think. So we'll be back here in just a few minutes. Stick around right after the break, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Be right back. Welcome back to Assets and Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the local show that's all about the issues of aging. Take a little drink here, just like have to make noise while you're doing that. Lots to talk about. Again, don't forget my upcoming workshop on the 27th of July at 10 in the morning. Limited to 12 seats. You don't want to miss it. You can also just come in and see me. You can call me up or sign up for an appointment on my website, and you can just come and see me. It's simple. I mean, it's not rocket science. It's free. The appointment's free. Don't miss out on that. Make sure you take advantage of my upcoming workshop and make sure you go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, and make sure you sign up there for my membership, my newsletter, my subscription, look at the videos. Listen to the podcast every Wednesday at noon. I do a little short podcast on my website every Wednesday at noon. I like doing it because it's just one subject. Like what last week's was, here was the title to it. You figured out. It was simple, comma, really. And you'll have to go listen to it on my website to find out what it was about. But it's archived on my website. You can go listen to last week's podcast, last week's radio show on my website. You can become a member of Assets and Aging, and you then get access to anything from all my videos to my past radio shows to my past podcasts to blogs to all kinds of stuff. You can go to my Facebook page. My Facebook is Assets and Aging. So you can go to the Assets and Aging Facebook page. You can cruise around there, lots of interesting information, lots of likes, lots of people who, you know, I recognize a lot of names of the people on there because they're clients and they're people that I've made a difference in their life. Okay, assetsandaging.com, 800-999-8007 is my phone number. Don't forget I'll come and speak to your group or organization. What else have I left out? Oh, one other thing. Let me once again say, remember I'm not an attorney because we're going to talk about some stuff here. I'm not an attorney, don't practice law, I don't give legal advice. Everything I'm about to talk about is my opinion only. If you don't believe me or you want further information, go talk to some attorney, hopefully one that knows what they're doing. Okay. So I want to talk a little bit about trusts and powers of attorney. And here's why they're important in my world. Most people, when they go and have their trust done, what's the subject they talk about? Okay, and you know, what was that old show that went dun, 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 dun? What was that? Yeah, the theme song, and you'd wait, and then said, okay, time for the answer. What was the subject you probably talked about? It was dying. It was no probate. When I'm dead, when Mildred and I croak, we want to make sure that our three mostly worth, you know, we kind of like our children. They're mostly okay. We want to make sure they get what we got. And we don't want any probate. So give us a trust. You can get, let's see if I still have it here. I think I still have it. Let me see. I'm looking at my garbage. Yep, there it is. I just got this in the mail. You can go to this workshop. It's at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them coming up in the next week. Okay? And you can go and you can, no hidden fees. I better be careful what I say here. You see these all the week. One week sales event, $300 off this week only. The problem is that this thing I get this in my mail from the same company. They're in Southern California, by the way. I get the same thing from the same company in the mail. This was mailed to me. Actually, it was mailed to my wife. But this is mailed to me. I get one of these at least once a month. So it's not a this week only. You could call them up on the phone and you could get the same deal. How do I know that? Because I've called them up on the phone and said, hey, I missed your workshop. Can I get the same deal? And they've said, sure. And you can go buy one of these for a few $100. And you know is what they say about getting what you pay for? Well, I'm not kidding you. Hear that? There's the card. I just got this. I think I may have gotten another one. You get these things all the time in the mail, don't you? Is this another one? No, that one was for a gym. I got two of them in the same day, I thought. I get two or three a week. You get the ones that come and get a free steak. Come and get this. You get one that says you come and get an electronic device. They're everywhere. And the subject that most of them are going to talk about, first of all, the person doing the workshops and most of these things, folks, the company is in, most of the companies are in Southern California. And the person giving it is just paid $150 per head to do the workshop. They don't usually know what they're talking about. Just my opinion only. But they're everywhere. You can go get a book. You can go online and get this done, but yourself. You can go, you know, to whatever it is, and you can zoom out there and get whatever you want to get. I don't care. You can go get it from TV personalities. But here's the issue. In my world, I don't care if you're dead. I mean, I care if you're dead. I don't want you to be dead. I don't want to be dead. But I don't care if you're dead. And yet most planning is done for what happens when I'm dead. Dying is simple. Again, I'm not trying to minimize death. I'm just saying we know what to do when somebody dies. It's kind of programmed. You follow the steps. You do this, and then you do this, and then you do this, and then you do this, then you do this, then you have the memorial service, then everybody feels bad for 6 months, and life kind of goes on. It may not be the same, but it's programmed. We kind of know what to do. It's a good thing to avoid probate. But I don't talk to dead people. The world I live in, the people I talk to, are alive. They could be not in good shape. In fact, they could be in really bad shape. And they could be in bad shape for years. I've had many clients who have been in nursing homes for over 20 years. I had somebody in my office the other day had Parkinson's. He's had Parkinson's for a long time. He's now in a wheelchair. And they've been listening to me for a long time. They just finally got around to coming in, which is a good thing. Better late than never. But most people, when they go see somebody or they buy a book or they do it online or they go to one of these stupid workshops where they sell them to you, I got to be careful here. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. But I'll tell you what, I'd be really careful going to these discount hotel workshops for cheap trusts. I'd just be really careful. I'd be really careful about signing contracts in a hotel room. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm just telling you to be careful. Not telling you not to do it, just telling you to be careful. Remember, I don't hold raffles. I don't give away lunches. I get results. So when I look at documents, when somebody comes in, the first thing I'll usually say is mom competent? Oh, yeah, mom's competent. Well, then I don't really care what the documents say because we can still do whatever mom wants to do because mom knows what she wants to do and mom is competent and mom can make decisions or dad or whoever it is. But if they say to me, no, mom doesn't know what planet she lives on, then my next question is going to be, well, tell me about the documents. We got documents. We went to a hotel and we got all of her documents and they were all done. Okay. So what does it say? Well, what do you mean, what does it say? It says when mom's dead, it goes to us, the kids. Well, yeah, but mom's not dead. Well, it says I'm in charge. No, it doesn't. It probably says your mom's in charge. Or if it was your dad and mom and your dad's dead and your mom's not, it could say all kinds of things. What does it say about who's in charge? Well, it says I'm in charge. No, it probably doesn't say you're in charge. When does it say you're in charge? Does it say you're in charge when your mom and dad are dead? Does it say you're in charge when your mom and dad are incompetent? Does it say you're in charge only when they're declared incompetent? When does it say you're in charge and what are you in charge of? Well, it says I can do anything I want. No, it doesn't. I can tell you that right now. Nothing ever says you can do it. Otherwise, you'd have a one-page document that says, my son John can do anything he wants. That's not what it says. All documents say what you can do, just like any contract says what you can do and what you can't do. I want you to plant a tree, okay? I sign a contract with the gardener to plant the tree. I didn't include cutting down the other trees in the contract. I didn't include putting two trees in. I signed a contract to put in one pear tree with a partridge in it. That was it. So every agreement says what you can do, what you can't do, and under what circumstances you can do this. It doesn't say you can do anything you want to do. What do you have trust and powers of attorney that go together? Well, Bob, I don't understand that. They're different documents. Or people will say to me all the time, oh, well, I can take care of mom's financial affairs because I'm the trustee of her trust. Well, does the trust give you the authority to sign a nursing home contract? Well, I don't know. Well, don't you think that would be a good thing to know? Does the trust have anything to do with making healthcare decisions? Well, I don't know. Don't you think that would be a good thing to know? Does the trust allow you to sell mom's car? I don't even know if mom's car is in the trust. Does the trust allow you to sell mom's house while mom's still alive? I don't know. Don't you think it would be good to know? Because again, most documents are drafted to deal with death. It's one of the reasons why I don't care about wills so much. I don't do wills, okay? I can prepare them, but I don't do them. Because wills only deal with what? They only deal with what happens when you're dead. And then there's going to be a probate. Usually, there's a will. And a will doesn't have anything to do with what happens if I don't die. Wills don't have anything to do with if I'm mostly dead. They just have to do with what if I'm dead? And then it's all, you know, then the court's in charge and it's all prescribed and you do it, you know, what the rules say. So is there anything missing in your trust? Well, I don't know, Bob. What could be missing? I don't know. I don't know what you did or didn't do. So I don't know if there's anything missing. Is there anything missing? I don't know. You got to look at, well, I don't even know what to look for. Okay, here's what you look for. This is very general. Remember, not an attorney. This is just very general. This is my own opinion. When you look at a trust, as you go through and read it, as you read a provision, is the provision talking about what happens when you're dead or what happens if you're alive but not competent? Is it a dying provision or is it a living provision? That can sometimes be very helpful. For instance, a living provision, a dying provision would be the heirs. When I'm dead, when Mildred and I are dead, I want it to go to Manny, Mo, and Jack, our three children. That would be kind of a dying provision. I want it to go here. I want it to go to the Shriners. I want it to go to my church. I want it to go to when I'm dead. But what if I'm not dead? For instance, amending the trust would be a living provision. Who can amend, change, or alter the trust? Because generally, once everybody's dead, you can't change a trust. So the amendment provisions would be things that somebody could do if I was still alive. So who can amend the trust? Who can alter the trust? Is it both husband and wife? Can either one of them do it? So if dad dies, can mom change it? If dad becomes incompetent, can mom change it? Or vice versa? Can you use a power of attorney to amend the trust? Who can amend that would be a living provision. Who can deal with government benefit issues? So for instance, does the trust have provisions that allow somebody to deal with long-term care planning? That's a living provision because you're not dead. Does the trust allow someone to deal with community property while people are still alive? That's a living provision. So as you go through your trust, you look and see whether it's a living, whatever you're looking at, does it primarily deal with living issues or does it deal with dying issues? That's a really, simple way to figure out what your documents say. Because people say, well, it's all legalese to me, Bob. No, it's not really. When you dissect documents, if you read them, they're usually pretty clear. Some of the legal language may be a little weird, but you can tell whether something is talking about what happens if I'm alive as opposed to what happens if I'm dead. So who takes over after you could be a living and a dying issue in a trust. So your successor trustee. That could be who takes over after you die or who takes over if you're incompetent. So that person that you name as your alternate trustee, your successor trustee, may not only have the authority to deal with what happens after you're dead, but may have the authority to deal with what happens if you're still alive but incompetent. And if you're single, all of this stuff becomes even more important. because for most people, just a second here, take a little drink of water, as it gets warmer, hay fever time. For single people, for most people, it's going to be their kids. For somebody who's never had any kids, this becomes a really, really, really big issue. So you may have, if you have no children, you may have a dying provisions, which is who gets my stuff after I'm dead. But if you really included provisions in your trust that deals with what happens if I'm not dead, but I still need somebody to manage my affairs. Well, Bob, I have powers of attorney. I know. But the trust controls what's in the trust. So it's really important to look at your trust and figure out not only what's missing, but what's there that you don't want there. Is there anything in there that's wrong? Is there anything that somebody put the wrong name in? Like you wanted to name Johnny, but somebody made a mistake and put Jimmy in. I've seen that before. People are going through the documents and they say they find out, well, I left everything to my three children. But one of their children, they say, I didn't want to leave anything to Janie. Well, but it says here it goes to Janie. Well, that's not what I wanted. How did that happen? I don't know how it happened. I didn't do it. So is it out of date? Are your documents pre-HIPAA? Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, California Medical Information, what is it? CAMIA, California Medical Information Act, whatever it is. What is it just out of date? Has it not been changed for a long time? Is it an AB trust? I don't know what that means, Bob. You ought to find out. I can tell you right now, that's a good thing to find out if you have an AB trust. Why is that important? I'm not going to tell you that, because that's not what this show is about. But you need to know whether it is or isn't. Older trusts, if you're married, tend to be AB trusts. You need to know what that is. You can go look it up. There's lots of stuff on the internet. But you need to know. So you avoided probate. You have a trust, you avoided probate. So what? How does that document help you if you need care? I don't know, Bob. I don't understand. How does that help you if you need care? How do your documents help you if you need care? I'll say it again. How do your documents help you if you need care? Not if you're dead and you've avoided probate, but you're alive and you need care. How have your documents helped you if you need care? You don't know the answers to all of that? Why? Don't you think it would be important to know that? Or you can go to a workshop and get a free toaster. Or you can go get a raffle. Or you can get an electronic device. Or you can get, what did this card say? Just a second. It said $300 off this week only, which I happen to know isn't true. You could go there. I've been thrown out of most of those workshops because I'll ask silly questions like, well, this avoids, but what happens if you need care? And they'll go, why are you asking those questions? Because I think it's important. Well, no, probate's the most. No, I think they're equally important. What happens if you don't die? So it's great that you avoided probate, but what have your documents done to address the issues of frailty and the issues of old age and the issues of loss of independence and nursing homes and Medi-Cal and VA benefits and all those kinds of things? Wouldn't you like to know? Well, one of the things that I do at the workshops, one of the things I do when people come in to see me is I get them to examine what they have. I teach them how to do that so that they can figure out what they have and if they've answered those questions. It's great to avoid probate, but what happens if you need care? How many of you, when you went to whoever drew your documents up, ever talked about not dying? What do you mean, Bob? Well, most people, when they go have their documents drawn, they talk about avoiding probate, and when Fred and I die, we wanted to go to whatever it is, you talk about that. How many of you ever talked, when you went to whoever drew your documents, how many of you ever talked about not dying? Whoever raised the issue with you? I raise the issue with my clients all the time. I raise the issue here on the radio all the time. What happens if you don't die? Avoiding probate is good, don't get me wrong. But what if you don't die right away? What if you spend six years dying? What if you spend 2 years dying? What if you spend 5 years in a nursing home? What if you spend 6 years in assisted living and then 2 years in a nursing home? What if you don't die right away? What do your documents have to say about that? Is there frailty language in your documents? I don't know, Bob. What is that? I know. Didn't anybody ever talk to you about that? Didn't anybody ever discuss that with you? Didn't anybody ever talk about, or did they just talk about, that's what gets me in trouble when I go to these workshops, is when I start asking questions about, well, what do these documents do? What specific language have you put in these documents that's going to allow this to happen and this to happen and is going to allow somebody to get Medi-Cal benefits if they're a nursing home and can do this and can do this, and if they need to get VA benefits, can they do this and can they do that? And they go, would you leave, please? Because you're asking questions we can't answer. I know. But they're the questions that need to be asked. It's great to avoid probate. But what happens if you don't die? So in your documents, what's missing? What's there? What should be there? Or what's just wrong? I don't know. You need to go through that and figure that out for yourself. But one of the things you might want to think about doing is coming to my workshop. My next workshop is on the 27th. At 10 o'clock in the morning. It'll last about an hour and a half. It's free. You can sign up online or you can sign up by calling me. I'll give you that information in a minute. There'll be other workshops after that. You should become a member of Assets in Aging. You can do that on my website. I'll give you that information in a minute. you should be taking a very positive approach, but an aggressive approach, to making sure that in addition to planning for dying, you've planned for mostly dying. You've planned for the time prior to death. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. You can sign up for my workshop there. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, A-N-D, A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. assetsandaging.com, or you can call me at 800-999-8007. Remember, not only is the workshop free, the appointments are free. If you can't make it to the workshop, grab the kids, grab mom and dad, and get in to see me, and make sure you've planned for the issues of aging. Sign up for one of my memberships on the website, get my book, get to the workshop, take advantage of what's out there in front of you so that you don't become a victim down the road and everybody says, gee, how come we had to, you know, how did we wind up spending all this money? 800-999-8007, assets, A-S-S-E-T-S-A-N-D-A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com. Thank you again for joining me. I'll be here next week. Be here for a few more weeks right here on Assets and Aging. Make sure you get to my website. Make sure you sign up for the membership subscription. Make sure you sign up for my newsletter. You get to a workshop. You get in to see me. But you begin the process while you can. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. We'll see you here next week. Same time, same channel. Have a great week.